Yeah, you already know it's Billy Burnson certified. Don't know, big shout out to We Love Hip Hop, Friday, Ricky Dredd, Big Herc. You already know.
It's your boy Stitch. We love hip hop, baby.
Hey, yo, what's good, baby? It's your boy KGR, CQMYC, home of the Thoroughbreds. And we right here doing it big when we love hip hop, you heard?
Yo, we love hip hop. Onyx, we love hip hop. Fredro Starr, yeah, we doing the drop fingers. Right now. Fuck that, don't ask me later. This is Fredro Starr.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit. Put your hand over your heart. And in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most host, Friday Ricky Dredd, aka Jetlag Rick, aka Ricky Tan, and you know, my co-host PK Herc. He's going to be joining us on live. We're going to just do a quick IG live talk with PK Herc and I that we recorded before we dropped the Thoroughbred interview. We're still a little bit on a hiatus, you know what I'm saying? We didn't get back to a regular scheduled program like we usually do over at the Youngsterdam Lounge. However, next week we will be back to our regular schedule, you know what I'm saying? I went away on a little bit of a vacation, so you know, decided that we put the show on hiatus for a couple of weeks just to recharge, you know, get things back together and reacclimate and make sure to strike back hot and make sure to give y'all the best content that we can give y'all, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, stay tuned. Big up to the Cubicle Gang and big up to all the people out there who've been supporting us through the last 2 years. Sing. Gia.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this shit popping. All right. I'm fucking excited, man. You know what I'm saying? This is one of these interviews that, even though we do like how many interviews a month or a year,
right?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm not on everybody's music like that. You know what I'm saying?
But this, like a piece of paper or something that you use, bro? Okay, it's garbage right there. Hold on, give me a second.
That's my wife right here. Yeah, that's you. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, let's get to our interview. Like I was saying before, like, we do a lot of interviews, but I'm not going to lie and be like I'm on everybody's music, you know what I'm saying? But this is a man when every time I see a video from him, like when I see like the one-on-one tune or one of one, right? Or the other tunes that dropped. The recent one that you did in the UK.
Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I hear the lyrical levels in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a nigga whose music I fuck with, not just because you're gonna do an interview with him. You know what
appreciate
I'm saying?
That. I appreciate that, my guy.
Yeah, man. So with no further ado, we have Thoroughbred in the motherfucking building.
Yes, sir.
The official Thoroughbred in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you've been
he came with the chessboard, people.
Yes.
So you know.
That's a fact. Let's do it.
Man. Yeah.
Who's moving? Okay. Who's the move? Your move?
That's on you.
No, you know the player. I'm playing you.
I'm like, yo, we can get Guts into play because I'm not going to. For me to play you, you would beat me easily. And I'm not even acting like I'm a good chess player. I'm not even going to lie.
I say no more. Yo, Guts, whenever you're ready, bro, you do something after the match. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Guts, I'll leave it to Guts.
How much you putting? Now, you say you're in the chess club, right?
I seen his eyes. So
you have more. You understand more than the fundamentals of the game.
For sure.
So you got a few tricks up your sleeve and shit.
I don't want to.
All right, so how much are you playing for at the end of the game?
Jeez,
what's the wager?
So you're moving?
Yeah.
Can I pick like a shot?
A shot?
A shot on maybe like 50 bucks.
50 bucks?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. We could do that. All right, so after this,
I would say push-ups, but all right, 50 bucks.
50 bucks and 50 push-ups. And there's that's another, 100-pack.
There's another thing that I was noticing also when you were rolling this cliff, right? You're putting a filter in. You said that's a UK thing,
yeah,
right?
The UK. All my UK dog, they've been telling you. They say, yo, Roz, don't need all them backwards, man. I'm trying to ease off the backwards. Backwards is killing my chest, man. Killing my chest cavity, bro.
You're in the UK regular now, right?
No. Actually, that's just only went there once. My first time out there, actually.
Okay.
I plan on going back. I'm supposed to go back at least a few times before the year's done.
What was that experience like?
I love it. I love the culture. I love it, you know? It's clean, you know what I'm saying? Neat, humble, you know what I'm saying? Modest. But niggas is getting it, you know what I'm saying? I'm about the money, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love me some GBP, you know?
Yeah. Which part of London were you in?
I was mostly in South. So I like a little bit of Peckham, like this previous areas, like Peckham, Brixton, Greenwich.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Canary Wharf, like, you know what I'm saying? Those like spots to just breeze through and just feel the vibe of the place. I'm saying, what's that next spot? Gypsy Hill. Mm. Actually, when I first landed, my guy, Banana Coach, said, yo, you know what I mean? He made the connections and whatnot.
Yeah, shout out Banana Coach, right?
And pulled up on location at a video shoot with my dog, Corey Fila. And Cadet, RIP Cadet.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the first and last time I met Cadet, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. So when he passed, I was like, yo, bro, like it was just that kind of hit me, like, bro, my first time out there. I felt London like it was my second home.
Yeah.
And the nigga just passed, life's so short, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of...
It's like bittersweet.
Yeah, bittersweet in a way.
You know? So it was the first and the last time you met the man?
Yeah, first time. Wow. Like, literally, came on set. Yo. Yeah, what up? Where you at? You can't miss it. You literally can't miss it. It's called Youngster Dab. You know what I'm saying? You can't miss it. Right across the street for the Louis. Yeah, you could just walk it, just buzz, whatever. You're gonna see it. 5-2 that. There is no buzzer, you just ring the doorbell. Yeah, you're gonna see it, yeah, cool. Sorry about that.
That's cool, man. I'll cut that out right there. What about with the UK people out there? Are they feeling the Toronto vibes out here? Are they like fucking with Toronto rappers?
Yeah, they fuck with Toronto rappers. Like they fuck with Toronto rappers, the Toronto rappers they know, but they don't really know too much. Like they don't, because like, the UK has an infrastructure way bigger than what we have.
Mm-hmm.
Like niggas out there that's rapping, they have fans for real. They have real fans in Europe.
Yeah, like you know they sell, like
yeah,
fucking.
Yeah, they sell. They do shows. They go to Dubai. They go to fucking Greece. They go to places. They go to those spots.
They tour.
You know,
Europe is a different beast.
They have an infrastructure. We don't have this Toronto rappers. It's just Toronto rappers.
Yeah.
So as soon as you start doing some shit, feds want to knock it. You know what I'm saying? Them folks that have the budget don't want to give you the budget.
Mm.
So see what I'm saying? So it's almost like a trap.
Trying to get shows lined up in Toronto.
It's a trap. You can't even do that as an artist. Oh, he's a gang member. He's gang. Nigga, like, come on, bro. Like, really? The kids are fucking just trying to express themselves.
They're trying to get away from that lifestyle, and this is a conduit for them to try it, and you're blocking
it. They're trying to cap you, but that's what I love about Europe. Europe actually has a infrastructure that allows you to eat. They're not biased towards your culture. You know what I'm saying? There's racism everywhere and shit, but it's like not biased towards the culture. They embrace it. They love it.
Yeah.
So it makes it an organic feel when you're out there and you see it.
Yeah. Did you get to do some shows out there too?
I did like one show, like almost like a little show, something minor. Not crazy.
You were mentioning even just now with some of the troubles with the shows out here. Mm-hmm. Have you been dealing with the pushback? Like, what does that look like for you when it comes to like booking a show in Toronto? Or, you know, book Toronto, let's stay in Toronto specifically.
Toronto is crazy. They blocked me, like, fuck. What's like, I had a show, when was it booked? I think it was in February. I think once they got a note, they got a note that I was on the show, did their research or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They said, nah. Told the venue, nah. The venue told the guy that was booking the show, said, nah, we can't have him on the show.
Wow.
Gang member, this time. I'm like, bro, like, that's fucked up. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
So you guys feel I'm a gang member, this, that. Think I'm going to bring this type of aura to the venue or in public. So what about when I'm walking outside every day?
Yeah.
You worried about my safety? You concerned about when I'm going into the store, if I'm picking up my daughter? Not concerned. You know
what I'm
saying? This makes sense.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like they do everything to block us and just, it's like here's your world.
Mm-hmm.
This is our world. Don't come into our world. Stay the fuck out of it. Type shit. So,
and if you do, you have to follow a strict set of rules and guidelines.
Facts.
Or you just cannot be tied to certain things, and it's fucked up because unfortunately, you know, I just happen to be where I'm from. I came up by default.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And choose these things.
Yeah. I know when we first started getting the podcast going, and I started seeing you pop up on at least my radar personally, you know what I'm saying? I seen the video with you and Jane, and I seen the ankle bracelet video. That was like one of your first ones.
That was out of black. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of Fitch app.
So, okay, how does it feel to be going from that to being able to travel to like a different side of the world, dog?
Under the law, it's a blessing. Like, that's a blessing in itself. Like, to be where I was, to do what I'm doing now,
mm-hmm.
and just elevating catapult to different levels and shit, meet different people and just embrace different worlds and shit. Yeah, it's a blessing. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of just like humbles me.
Yeah.
Like, every day humbles me. Like, I have a record, like, on dropping soon called Fake Shit.
Okay.
And then I say something like, still in the cover of the hooligans. Something like fuck all the fame shit. Like, so like, that's like I'm saying, like, see me in public, like, fuck all the fame shit. Like, I'm not the famous kind of guy, you know. I don't care to be the famous kind of guy, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm a real dude, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
approach me the right way, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Deal me the right way, you know what I'm saying? Respect me the right way. And everything will be kosher aside from that. Like, fuck all the hype shit, fuck the fame, fuck all this. Like, you know what I'm saying? You like me because of what I have or what I do. Like, fuck that. If you're not fucking with me all the way, then fuck you. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? But just be respectful.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So even like, because this, like, I feel like you had to go through like a transition, right?
Yeah, for sure.
From like, I'm listening to the lyrics and you're like gone for like 5 fucking years.
Yeah, 5 and a half to be exact.
Oh, yeah. So what was that like when you first touched road? I know. Me personally, I was gone for a year and I had to get used to the fucking touch screen. When you touched road, what was the, you know, getting back into society, what did you have to get used to? What was the changes that you were like, holy fuck?
A lot of shit was just like, wow, like, it didn't really hit me. Like, a lot of things that didn't really hit me, but like, shit, I adapted pretty fast, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading a lot when I was locked up, read a lot, just looking at all, like, one of my favorite magazines was Wired magazine, GQ, Rolling Stones. Yeah. And I feel like the Wired magazine kind of kept me like up to date with the technology and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Androids, a gigabyte, all this stuff.
They give you little tidbits of what's coming.
What's coming next? What's going on? What is it doing? Yo, shit, technology is crazy in the future. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's that kind of like red shit that I felt would brighten my horizons or open my mind, expand my mind. So when I come home, so if I do see these things, like, yo, I kind of understand it. I probably know some of the fundamentals and
got some sort of so understanding to what's going on.
Yeah, and like when like you first touch back, right? I know a lot of times like people have to deal with the fucking parole process and like they try to pull us back into the system.
Yeah.
Did you have to experience some of that type of shit?
Yeah, yeah, violations over music.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Came home just trying to do the music shit. They do not like that. They do not like black male coming from the system, being free, expressing themselves in any which way, shape, or form. Especially when, you know, to them it's like, yo, you're speaking about violence and certain things. You know what I mean? You're emulating a certain type of lifestyle, whether it's fact or fiction.
You're right.
They don't like that, and they're not supporting our shit. So it's a crime to even be. It's a crime to be related to my culture.
Yeah.
Basically. Like, basically, it's a crime. Yeah. For a black man,
but a white man, no disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect.
Can jump in our lane.
I'm not even saying like that, but like when I was on parole, if you're on parole, right?
Yeah.
So when I was on parole, they kind of blocked me from doing anything that involved my culture. Like, I like rap.
Okay.
I'm a hip hop kid. Like, I grew up on rap, reggae music, like my culture, like, you know what I'm saying? All types of shit. They don't like that, bro. Like, you know, parole's a different system.
For sure.
No, federal's just a different system.
Yeah, I've been through it, you know, personally. I mean?
The
right?
criminal system is just a different, it's fucked up system. So
trap.
So was
trap,
your PO bro. like listening to your music while you were putting it out and saying, yo, you can't do that type of shit?
Yeah. They're trying to do that, but I said, fuck it. Like, my thing was like, yo, I'm not out here doing this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not out here doing this shit, so I'm putting my music out. This is God's gift. God gave me this talent. Like, nobody writes my shit. Like, God gave me the talent. I sat down and just came up with this shit. I'm putting it out. Fuck it. You mean it's a crime? I didn't. Like, what?
Yeah.
What happened to free speech?
You know what I mean, bro? Like, look what I came out of prison. I just came out of prison for violent acts. Right? Like, I changed my ways and shit. So I'm rapping, using my fucking voice.
Mm.
It's a crime? Fuck that. I'm putting it out. You guys want to violate me? Violate me.
And you know what I'm saying? And they sent you back?
Sent me back for a couple months.
Mm.
That's when I drop After Politics.
Okay.
So a little bit after I drop After Politics, yeah, they violated me.
Wow.
So they violated you over your music.
Yeah.
Right?
Give me a second. You pause this for a second? Yeah. You don't have to pause it. Yo, where you at?
I'm downstairs. I rang the doorbell. No one opened.
All right, yeah.
Bro, open the door for me, please.
All right, come in. Somebody's coming down for you right now. My Asian boy. My camera guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they violated you because of your music.
Yeah.
Right? So, and you said you sat for a month.
Cut that out, though. My Asian boy, the camera guy.
We'll cut that. So they basically, you sat for a month.
Like, so, 3 months.
Three months.
Yeah, because it takes about 3 months before you go back in front of the parole board.
I didn't go, I never been federal myself, right? Did provincial time, but no federal time. But
fuck doing time, period, exactly, guys. Let me just say that from...
No, that's not... That's
fuck jail.
Straight.
Super facts.
100%.
Fuck that liberty. Fuck that lifestyle. Free all the real. Mm-hmm. Fuck boys. I don't know, man. Guys die slow. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
So what are the parole... Like, when you go in front of the parole board and they say you've been violated for your music, how do they justify violating you over your music?
Because, like, the board is, like... The board's a paddle. So the board's, like, it's this old fucking society. Mm-hmm. So it's a paddle. So right away, it works for the parole officer. You know what I'm saying? Your parole officer works... Well, you... It works for the parole officer, and you work for your parole officer... To say, like, because if your parole officer do this shit, you got to do it. If you don't do it, you're going back to jail.
Yeah.
So if the parole officer says, could say anything, like, your parole officer could come on to you, like, you know, like, women find me attractive. Like, I could have an attractive parole officer, mm-hmm. like, yo, what's up? She could want to do some things, you know?
Yeah.
And say, well, you know what? I'm going to try to use this to my advantage. And if she went to the panel and said, you know what? Fuck, I want to violate this guy. Wrote a report.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to believe? Me or her?
Yeah. Wow. It can get sticky, man. You got a bunch of tunes, because for somebody who, after a space of time that being gone, you came back with, like, on fire.
No, that's not fire, Brody. That's just me, Brody.
Bro,
that's me.
Like, when we first posted one of your tunes on Instagram, no, people were like, yo, thoroughbred from time, yeah, G, from normal, time.
It's natural, organic.
So. When was the first set of tunes that you were putting out? Like, early shit. You know what I mean? Let's, like, talk about, mean, like, that. Like your early thoroughbred shit. Before the 5 years, any of that stuff.
Oh, man. Finch West Hooligans. Rap Sheet DVD. If you don't know.
Whoa.
Shout out my guys. Rap Sheet DVD. That kind of, like, I've always had the skill, whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
But mm-hmm.
Rap Sheet kind of fucked this city up. Because that's when everybody was on, like... Smack DVD shit.
Yes,
exactly. Shut up,
Smack DVD. Fuck that. Yep. If you don't know about Smack DVD, don't talk to me. Yo, bro. Smack. Don't crack to me.
Jadakiss?
Don't fucking crack to me.
Man, I remember one Smack video.
Don't brag to me.
The man came up on one block. The man said, yo, my boy got the Mac on him. I was like, what? He got the Mac on him. The man's wearing a polo golf shirt. The man lift up his golf shirt, and nonetheless, the man had the Mac in his shirt, T-style, like this.
Yeah.
And the man hold it up, and then it tells the next person, yo, you know what? Watch this. Tells his young boy, let go one in the shot. And he says, yo, we're not going nowhere. And we're standing right here. And the man pulls one out of his, boom, lets it ring. And the man says, we're not going nowhere. And that's how the Smack DVDs used to run. Like,
Smack DVD days. Like, so, like,
so you were rapping from them times.
Yeah, I rapped from those times.
Wow. But just due to, that's just Toronto history right there.
Just due to, like, lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? It's just kind of, like, fucked up my, it's kind of fucked up the path, you know what
mm-hmm.
I'm
saying? Yeah.
A lot of people got fucked up over that rap sheet shit.
Not just the rap. No, it just didn't really fuck up. The rap sheet didn't fuck up everything. It's just the route I was taking in life. If I stuck to music, instead of doing other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who knows where I'd be right now? Yeah. But I'm not mad. I'm grateful. I'm alive.
Everything's a learning experience, right?
Exactly.
Facts.
Exactly.
Fast forward. Plaga. Yeah. Don Q. Yeah. How'd that come together?
Shout out High Bridge. High Bridge.
Yeah.
High Bridge.
Because I'm there listening to the mixtape the other day.
My boy M6.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's family. You know what I mean? Class. It's family. You know? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Family. Face CEO. You know what I'm saying? Mm. All money is legal. He actually made the official link.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And made that.
Yeah.
Shout out Don QA Boogie.
So y'all were in the studio together?
No, actually, I was on my ankle bracelet curfew, so I couldn't even be in the studio.
Okay.
When he came for that show, I think it was A Boogie came down. When was it? Fuck. I don't remember. 2016 or 17?
Mm-hmm.
A couple summers ago.
Yeah. And I was on an ankle bracelet.
Okay.
Couldn't even be at the studio.
Yeah.
To be inside, talking.
Well, that's a fucking pretty dope collabo, man. You got another one, too, on the way with fucking Tory Lanez.
We're on my way up, yeah. That was.
How do you fucking score that one?
Water Brother. Shout out Water Brother.
Okay.
Links. Connections.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Say what up.
No, what
you say, Brody?
Niggas fuck with you because you got some big features right away, dog.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like nobody fucks with me personally, but you know, they fuck with me.
Mm.
It is what it is. It's just music, bro. I'm just trying to be great. You know what I'm saying? If I like your shit, I'm gonna fuck with you. Be like, yo, what up? Let's do something. If we can't, I'm not mad.
Yeah. How long does it take you to put together like a song? Cause you're not somebody who just puts together one of those quick. I freestyled it and
I freestyle. Most of that shit. Trust the luxury. Most of that shit's all punching. I punch and freestyle.
Interesting.
Yeah. I just started writing recently, last two records, I just went back to writing. Fuck.
Okay, so are you
Most of my shit, a vibe, F the politics, all that shit, freestyle. Probably like one, two has written verses that I've probably written when I was in the pen and shit, chill.
What are we talking about freestyle now, okay? Because I'm a former rapper. Are we talking about storing the rap in our head? And
No, I'm talking about like off top, like feeling the vibe, like feeling the beat right on the spot.
Right there on the beat, pick the beat.
On the spot.
This is the beat, okay, I'm going in.
Yeah, no cap.
That's actually pretty fucking intricate shit for freestyles, dog. You're gifted, fam. You know what I'm saying?
It's a God given, under the law, it's a blessing.
Yeah, you can't get, man. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
I'm just doing what God's directing me to do. You know what I'm saying? Wow. And I was doing an interview with Lamar Skeet the other day.
Mm.
He's speaking super duper highly of you, dog.
Free my brother, free Avo, but free Lamar Skeet.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
free Lamar Skeet till he gets that appeal. Real shit. That's a jet, yo.
Yeah.
It's crazy, yo.
So you and him crossed paths while you were doing time.
While I was about to, I got committed to trial.
Mm-hmm.
So then, like, people that don't know, like, for different provincial jails in Ontario and shit. Like, if you got committed to Supreme Court, you end up in a Don jail, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
More than likely, you end up in a Don jail. You get transferred to the Don jail, so that's when I met him.
Mm.
But one thing I like about Ammo is, like, he's genuine. Like, he has a pure heart, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, when I first met him, somebody was like, yo, Am, you know what this is? What not? Yeah, I heard you type shit. You know, you rap? It's like, yeah, you spit. I'm like, yo, spit something right now. I always do that shit. Like, niggas, all this rap shit. I'm like, yo, rap? Oh, yeah? So spit something right now.
Mm.
Right now. He spit. What is it? He said something. He goes, what's the bar? He goes, I'm from the drive, homie. I don't like the Av. I'm a psychopath. Yeah, I let the rifle blast. Gunshot like thunder with a lightning flash. That'll leave your ass flatter than a white girl's ass. I'm fast on the draw. Run up in your crib for the stash and the raw. If you try to reach for that strap by your drawers, Shotty blast, leave his fucking abs on the wall.
That's an ammo verse?
It's ammo. That's the first thing he spit to me.
Wow.
I'll never forget that shit. Little nigga was spitting for like, we're going back from that back and forth. I'm like, yo, bro, I love this kid. Around the range, just living. Every night. Niggas banging the cells. You know, so we're on the backside, here the front side. Niggas are doing what they do. We're on the backside, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
Man, let's turn this shit up.
Okay.
Friday night freestyles.
It was almost like every night, just the vibe, like fuck, like.
Fucking yeah, no problem.
That's family.
Yeah, man.
Family.
What do you think about that whole thing with the lyrics being used against them and stuff like that, man?
It's crazy because that's nothing new. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's hip hop. I believe there's hip hop police. I feel like there's a unit that focuses on the urban, you know what I mean? Urban culture and what we're doing, the rap shit.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. So. You have to expect it.
Yeah. Let's go to a city question for a minute. What do you think? Because we're watching. You seen the London to Canada 2, and you're talking about the city, how we can't reach the next level because there's a lot of polys and different things like that.
Yeah, the violence.
Right?
Yeah.
What do you think that we need to do to get to the next level? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I don't want to be the guy to be like, yo, what do we need to do? Because like, I simply put it out there like, yo, fuck the politics. Toronto's a small city.
Mm-hmm.
6 degrees of separation. Quote unquote, the six degrees of separation. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows somebody you don't like, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Fuck the politics. Shit probably still occurs. You know what I'm saying? Whatnot. It might just be Toronto's history. It might just be Toronto's DNA.
Mm.
Who knows? You know what I'm saying? But I can't sit here and say what needs to be done at this point. It's just. I'm not a politician.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, I guess it may be harder to even answer the question that I have next, because we've been asking this question to multiple guests, right? Based on last year's...
murder rate.
Yeah, the murder rate that happened last year. It was like 100 people or almost 100 people.
Yeah.
And what we've been trying to put together is like maybe a collage of answers from different guests, and hopefully we can find like a bigger solution. Right, of what we can do in 2019 so that we don't have a repeat of 2018, you know what I'm saying? What's your opinion on that?
Stop the violence, stay positive, you know what I'm saying? Show love, you know what I'm saying? The more love you show, and the more, in fact, the more love you're showing them, you're surrounded by that, you don't feel threatened, you know? So you stay positive, be around good people, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't feel threatened.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If you're around people, or if you're around certain shit that just throws you off, you just gotta know how to play it.
Yeah.
You don't want to be energy. In that. You don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to be in that.
The wrong energy.
The wrong energy. Wrong energy will bring. Will bring certain things to you.
Yeah. Do you think that we failed the youths? I feel like sometimes, because I feel, I'm a man in my 40s, right?
Mm.
And a lot of times people are like, yo, what's wrong with these kids? What's wrong with these kids? And I say to myself, these are our fucking kids.
It's our generation under us, yeah.
Yeah. I feel the same way. They're our little brothers, you know what I'm saying? They're our little babies, you know what I'm saying? From the babies growing up to the mean, for sure, little sisters, you know what I'm saying? They are. They say it takes a village to raise a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
People feel like, you know, it takes a village. Yeah, it takes a whole community. It takes that. I believe that. Yeah. I really do believe, like, yeah, in a way, a lot of the OGs kind of fail the youths, but it's like, fuck, who knows? I don't know. Who knows how what they were taught? You know what I'm saying? Toronto's a small city. Toronto's history is different.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. Toronto has history, but it's just different how it was, the dynamics of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
It's very complex.
Like, yeah, it's very complex. It's different. Like, from the, it's different. But now I feel like with social media, and I would say social media, but just how shit's transitioning. Then the kids will listen more, you know, and that's what I'm just trying to be, just trying to motivate the kids.
Yeah.
Show them, yo, listen, you know, they see me, they hear me, yo, this nigga been through some shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to act tough or show you I'm the hardest guy. Like, nah, I'm not the hardest guy. I'm not trying to be.
Yeah.
You know, go to school, bro. Be smart, elevate your mind, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real shit. Stack your money, invest. Feel me? Like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Real shit.
Yeah. No, man, there's some good talks right there still, because, like, a lot of youths watch this, and you know, I feel like a lot of people think that rapping is the only thing that they can do. You know what I'm saying?
You can do so much more, man.
If you weren't trying, if you weren't like working on getting into the rap game, right? Or actually succeeding on getting into the rap game, what else do you think you would be doing creatively? Or even just like architect or some other shit?
Well, you mean like creatively or like really like a profession? You say architect.
Anything. If it was a profession, or if you would be like doing something else creative. If you weren't a rapper.
If I was a rapper, fuck. Be honest with you. Fuck. It's kind of hard.
It could be anything. Be a writer, you know, director, actor.
I'm a talented guy. Like, I'm very talented. Like.
So if it wasn't music, what would it be?
Basketball.
Yes.
Cliche, but fuck.
I also seen one of your videos, and I see with your cameraman, Body by Chosen.
Yeah.
You work out.
Yeah.
And you and Friday were talking about, you know, before off camera.
Yeah.
So are you a personal trainer also, or?
I was semi kind of like a personal trainer.
Okay.
Right? But it's like, that's family. That's my brother. Like, that's family, right? Familiar. Mm. So I just got active with the workout, the lifestyle. Kind of fell off a little bit, but it's okay. Muscle memory is real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not a personal trainer though.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah.
But even with the ball, right? Just to stay on that for a second, we were talking to Scotty Audi the other day. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. And fucking, he was saying he was a ball player back in the days.
Right.
So. Were you like heavy into basketball, like in school, team and all that? What made you stop?
It was so fucked up. Like, yo, it's just fucked up to say I was a badass kid. It's a bad kid. I love my mom with all her heart. She tried her best, but I was just a bad kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I tried to be on the school team.
Okay.
Probably was on it, if I could be, maybe for like a week before I got suspended.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I was one of those kids, like, fuck.
Yeah.
You suspended, kicked out. You're not allowed to go to trips. Come, the trips coming, I did some shit.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to go to trip.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm in detention. Behavior school. Here, you know, like, I probably got to see grade eight? Grade eight, the Elms.
Mm.
Probably the only time I really got to shine on a basketball team.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I went to grade nine and got expelled in like this third week of grade nine. And never went into a high school since.
Wow.
Done on my bid. I tried to go to college a few times, like, you know, I tried to do college courses and shit, but I just got sidetracked. But on this bid, I went in, I finished my high school, got official high school diploma,
my
college diploma, you know what I'm saying, all that shit, like, so. So like it's just the accolade,
something to have under the belt.
And say, I did it.
No, it's definitely good to have.
For sure.
You know what I mean? So,
why do you think? Because it's crazy, and I don't want to get up in your head too much. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, like you started at one school, and then you're playing ball. You got kicked out of that school, and you got expelled, or you got suspended from the one school.
Like I get suspended. I just. Why do you think
now in hindsight? Because now we're all older men, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think now in hindsight that you were lashing out or whatever was going on in those times?
Shit. There's a lot of things probably was going on back then.
No, for sure.
You know, like those times. I was born 87, so.
Because there's kids, not to interrupt you, but because there's kids who are going through that right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
They're talented, they have skills, but they can't make it through the system of school.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, were you having troubles focusing when you're in the class?
Yeah, I was like, I think it's more like focusing. It's more like, at a young age, I had other interests that I shouldn't have had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know, just had that itch. Girls, just had that itch to do things I'm not supposed to do.
Yeah.
I was that kid, like, yo, do not touch the stove. Touch the stove.
The burner's hot. Don't touch the stove. What do you mean the burner's hot? Oh, shit. Okay.
I touch the stove a lot. My mom caught me a lot of times touching the stove.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's a good analogy, though.
Yeah. So then, when did you mentally turn a corner? Because you've definitely evolved.
Yeah.
Definitely. So when did you turn a corner?
I just feel like it was more like on this last situation, my last bit, when they tried to give me the dangerous offender, the subsection 732.
Oh, wow. The DO. They tried to DO you.
Yeah. Wow. DO, LTO. I was like,
LTO?
Both of them. They actually named for DO and LTO.
Oh, wow. That's what, lifetime offender or something like that?
Long-term offender. Dangerous offender is indefinite life.
Yeah. Wow.
Long-term offender, just like a stiff penalty, mm-hmm. and 10 years on parole.
Oh, wow. So these are designations they try to keep.
Yeah, like on you. Yeah, so I got convicted, and then as soon as they convict me, you get sent. You're supposed to go for sentencing, right? Mm-hmm. You're federal. So you sentencing. So then when I went for sentencing proceedings, the Crown interrupted the judge and whatnot. Say, yo, listen, you want to halt the sentencing proceedings and insert subsection 732.
Okay.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Against Mr. Davis, and say, you know what? It's try to give me life, indefinite life. And if they can't give me indefinite life, they say, you know what? Let's give him a long-term offender. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I went through that process for like 7 months. No date, no sentencing, no date when I'm getting. I'm already convicted.
You're convicted now.
But now I don't even know when I'm getting. What? How much?
When you're on that? Yeah.
Yeah, like you can't get your time until you know what I'm saying? You go through that process.
1 second. Can you break down the two designations for the people that don't understand who are be listening? Like, yo, DO, again, is. What's the sentence for that?
Indefinite life. It carries a longer sentence than 25 than our first degree murder sentence.
So people, listen to what the man is saying right now. Indefinite life. Not 25 to life, indefinite life, right? Continue, sir. Sorry to interrupt.
So with that being said, like, yeah, I went through that shit for like 7 months. They didn't know what date, what I'm going home, what the fuck's going on. But I'm guilty, like they said, I'm guilty. But yeah, you're guilty, you're crap. But I don't know when I'm going home.
Yeah.
So then after that, beat that, 7 months after that, went to sentencing, got my time, 8.5. 8.5 years, did 5.5 out of 8.5, 2/3 of 8.5. And then just kind of realized, like, yo, bro, like this, the fight, my whole life, RIP Nipsey.
Yes.
Marathon continues for real, because my whole life, and it's crazy, like, I probably still do it sometimes, just because, you know, in the day and age we live, we're just so accustomed to it.
Yeah.
But my whole life is like, I see niggas, my own kind, that self-hate, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so
self-hate,
true.
Like, yo, it's all like, see a nigga like, yo, who are you?
Yeah.
You have a problem with me or whatnot. And I realize, like, bro, you're behind that wall with your ops, niggas you don't like, your niggas, like, the fuck, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fight's not even against you, bro.
Yeah.
It's really the system that's really beating us up, you know what I'm saying? Like, so
divide and conquer.
Yeah, you know, but I don't want to get too deep into this shit.
No, for sure.
It's a RIP Nip.
No, facts, it's true.
Real shit, because you start talking too deep, these motherfuckers like, yo, this guy's too woke.
No, but he made a very good statement in an interview. He made a good statement. He's like, yo, when we go out on the hunt gang banging,
yeah, that's
we're looking for ourself.
Yeah.
We're not looking for the guy who's dressed in a suit from that other opposite neighborhood. No, we passed that guy, the white guy. No, we're looking for a guy, with the walk, with the bop, hair's braided. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what we're looking for. And then we jump out and we destroy these. You understand what I'm saying? And it's like, he was touching on some real shit.
Facts.
And like they say, they'll use your own to kill you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People want to say, oh yeah, he was a gang member, was gang affiliated.
So that being said, I said, you know what? I just started, like, when I was in there, I started learning on real estate, stocks, bonds, crypto. I read about cryptocurrency. I first heard about Bitcoin in a Wired magazine interview. And I was watching an HBO interview.
Yeah.
And they spoke about Bitcoin, crypto and all. I'm like, oh, shit, it's just, I'm intrigued, you know?
Yeah.
Home, started seeing it. Got right involved. Real estate, stocks, you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
Bro, they had this shit going on and they didn't teach us.
It's funny,
you know,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
It's funny.
They had this shit going on to get all this kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to teach us this shit. How come in school, right? Not to go off topic, right?
No.
Yo, how come in school, right? They never teach us fucking financial literacy. Like,
How do you build your fucking credit? Mm-hmm. How do you get a bit, like, you know what I'm saying? How do you get a business loan? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, how do you, you know what I'm saying? But nah, they'll fucking give you a high school. They'll give you a school loan.
Yeah. They'll put you in debt.
You put you in fucking debt.
Mm.
Make you suffer and pay them, but they won't make you fucking give you a chance to blow up and be the one percenter. You know what I'm saying?
You see, the problem is you were labeled as a bad student.
That's what it was.
You're the student that realized, so you know what? This is bullshit, and I'm going to rebel against it, and they're going to label me as bad. And they're going to think, you know what? This guy's fighting against. You're licking out against the system. Well, actually, you know what? Subconsciously, I am. I don't even know it. You're just labeling me as a bad youth.
I didn't even know it.
You didn't even know what's going on. You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of young black people, probably myself and Friday included, or yourself also, Guts, was probably labeled like that as youths because we realized, yo, why are we learning the same bullshit over the same bullshit, over the same bullshit, and we're not learning shit that really is gonna help us grow as individuals and teach us shit, right?
Big facts.
It's a cattle race system.
Big facts. I agree.
Yeah, so that's when you started to...
I agree.
As you learned more, you started making that corner turn, you know what I'm saying?
It only makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, I put the fucking noose around my neck.
Mm.
They'll say hide the information in a book, right?
Yeah. Now, even with Nipsey, as you speak about Nipsey, right? They say... And this has been a thing that's been going around, like the different interviews and stuff like that. It's been rolling around Vlad interviews in different places too, right? Because he was in his own hood,
right?
And he got murdered in his own hood, right? You know, with a place, his own mall in his own hood. People are like, you know, you can help your hood, but help it from outside. Do you believe that that's the thing, or do you think that people should continue to do like how Nipsey is doing? Like, if you accumulate super wealth from the rap game or whatever, come into your hood and set up a spot and still be there, you know, pass through and, you know, take care of that spot, or, you know, open something somewhere else.
I feel Nipsey was doing the right thing. That's the right way.
Okay.
I feel like that's the right way. That's the example you're supposed to set for your people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you come from that community, right?
Yeah.
And I'm saying this now because it kind of hit me when it happened. Like, fuck the hood. Like, look at that shit. But it kind of hit me when it happened because I was in the hood, like, well, a couple of days ago. Shot a video the other day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Calling. And the kids, I brought this energy to the block. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like a hope.
That hope. Mm-hmm. I realized, like, yo, listen. It just depends on how do I deliver, what kind of message, how am I teaching them? Kind of medicine am I giving?
The eyes are on you. You notice these eyes.
You feel me?
Impressionable minds are watching you. Like,
so I feel at that moment, you know what I mean? So at that moment, I was like, bro, like, yeah, gotta be in your community, my nigga.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you.
Bless you, brother. All right. Bless. Okay. A couple more questions.
Gotta build in your community.
Yeah, yeah. No, continue.
You, takes a village to raise a child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I fullheartedly believe that.
I definitely agree with what Nipsey was doing. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel like he died in vain. You know what I'm saying? So,
I'm
definitely gonna honor that shit, honor that formula, honor that route.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. Marathon continues.
Facts.
Real shit.
Marathon continues. You got a lot of new stuff coming up, though.
Yeah.
What do you got in the tuck right now, man? Because I know if you already got Don Q, you already had fucking Tory Lanez.
You got a vibe. What about a vibe? I just dropped a vibe.
I seen that video.
A vibe. That's the shit. I like
it. And we have a track. He's going to leak for us.
Oh, he leaked.
I didn't forget, my G.
And that track, their vibe, that's a fucking sick video with Flash Johnson, Six Views alumni. We had a dope interview with him. So I know you got a bunch of other tracks in the tuck. You know what I'm saying? You got an album planned for us soon, dog?
Working.
It's
working. Working.
Are labels hollering at you?
Nah, labels are not hollering at me. They say I'm too violent.
Interesting.
No, I know I'm saying too violent. They say they can't touch me right now. I don't know. Like I said, Canada doesn't have an infrastructure. They're probably scared to touch me. They will be calling me real soon. Just gotta apply more pressure, right? Keep working.
You might not even need to do the label route.
I don't want to do the label route, be honest with you.
Yeah.
Unless they come with 100 million,
Yeah.
We could talk about it later.
Facts. Facts.
At least come with, at least give me like a 5 mil to discuss something.
Yeah.
At least put 5 million on the table to discuss something.
Get me in the room.
Like, get me in the room. Let's make it worthwhile. Like, we really want you.
Yeah.
Fuck the tricks. Fuck the games. Like, I mean, like.
Yeah.
What is your view on industry plants?
Pardon me?
What's your view on the industry plants? People that they act like they're independent, but they're signed. But they, you know.
I don't knock that. It is what it is. However you get it, get in. It's like the man that gets a brick in his front, like he has 10 bricks, but he has to go pay his fucking plug that his re-up. Nigga, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
It is what it is. Come up, you know what I'm saying? Just use that podium to get to where you need to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell out, you know what I'm saying? And fuck it. Yeah, I don't knock it. I can't knock it.
Yeah.
Just cool. Make it. Just make it.
Yeah.
he better make it. Yeah.
Man, you have a letter? You have a lot of dynamic views, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I could ask you a million fucking questions, man. What advice do you got for the shorties coming up, man? Like these young cats that are like 16, 15, trying to make their way and besides the, like the stay in school, you know what I mean? Like how can they stay focused?
Like for the niggas in the streets, young niggas in the streets?
Yeah. Yep.
Young niggas in the streets trying to just...
Just young niggas in general, doesn't it? Yeah, just young niggas in general.
You don't have to be definitely necessarily in the streets, but like...
Just like...
Little young niggas who, you know what I'm saying? Even like the little 13-year-olds, all these kids who watch the music videos, but then they hear the rappers, you know what I mean? In interviews like this, right?
Right.
What can you tell to these cats like, yo, this is not the wave or this is the wave. Try to get into this.
Like you were saying earlier, they don't know how to get it. They're chasing the jewels and the money.
Oh, they're chasing not, the clout. And
they're not getting it right, you know? Like,
yeah, they're doing it. They're doing, I don't know. They're probably, I don't know, man. It's hard to talk to the young mind sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Just got to lead by example. That's the best thing I could really do, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really want to talk. Just lead by example.
Actions speak louder than words.
Actions speak louder than words, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good answer right there. Yeah, man, we got Thoroughbred in the motherfucking building, man.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Yo, okay. Listen, dog. We can keep you all day here.
Yeah, man, I got shit to do.
Yeah, you guys got shit to do, yes.
But listen, I want to give you a lot of thanks for coming through, you know what I'm saying?
No doubt, it's mad love, bro. I love what you guys are doing for the city.
Yeah, man. You came a long way down here to downtown, you know what I'm saying? Just to come and come and speak with the man them, so... Really appreciate that.
Yes.
Give the people your social medias and stuff. Let the people know where to find you, as well as like anywhere where they can find your music. You know, listening platforms, shit like that.
At Thoroughbred Official, IG.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Yeah, at Thoroughbred Official. Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music. Can't miss me.
Thoroughbred
Official.
Thoroughbred Official across the board.
Yeah, across the board. Yeah.
All right.
Dope. Mad respect for coming through, King. You know what I'm saying? Yes.
Thank you
again. Thoroughbred in the motherfucking building. I want to give a big respect to the Youngsterdam Lounge. You know what I'm saying? Over here at 529 Young Street.
Yes,
you know
sir. I mean?
Letting us use the lounge on an off day, on a nice sunny day. You know what I'm saying?
And if you haven't noticed, we're outside today because that's how beautiful it is.
Beautiful.
We got blessed with the Raptors going to the finals. We got blessed with the Raptors going to the final. I know the city was mad last night.
Bro, legendary shit.
You understand what I'm saying? And after we take out Golden State, the city's going to go crazy.
Well,
you understand what I'm saying?
Hold on, because hopefully when this drops... That we've already won the finals.
Real shit. Game one's coming up. Whatever. Don't worry. All I know is Toronto. We have this. The momentum's in our favor.
Trust
Toronto
me. And six. We got this.
Toronto in six. That's right.
Facts. And also, please make sure to subscribe. Hit the subscribe button in the corner, as well as the notification button when we're dropping new videos. Scene.
Yeah.
It's the world's most smoked out podcast. Cheer.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.